There are some things that only God can do. Only God can get the glory out of the negatives in my life. Mm-hmm. Only God can bring positives out of the negatives in my life. Mm-hmm. Only God can take what the enemy meant for evil and cause it to work out for my good. I wish I had a real church in here this morning. Yeah, who can say, yeah, I really know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. Only God can get the glory out of the negatives in my life. And only God can grant me favor in unfavorable situations. Can I get a witness in here? Joseph said, if they won't witness, I'll witness. Only God can take me from the pit to Potiphar's house and from Potiphar's house to prison. But I graduated from the pit, Potiphar's house, and prison and made my way to the palace. I was in unfavorable conditions. I was in an unfavorable situation. My brother sold me off to slavery. But what they did not know is that what they meant for evil, God meant it for my good. I wish I had some happy folk who said, I've in some unfavorable situations. I've been operating under unfavorable conditions. But God can give you favor even when it's unfavorable. Do I have three witnesses in here who says God gave me favor when I didn't qualify for it? God gave me favor when they shut the door in my face. God gave me favor even when they said no. I need you to understand that in this life, sometimes you'll go through a whole lot of no's just to get to God's yes. I wish I had a witness in here. Sometimes you'll go to a whole lot of shut doors just to get to God's one open door. I wish somebody shout favor in unfavorable circumstances. There are only things that God can do in your life that you cannot do for yourself. Aren't you glad you serve that kind of God who has that kind of love, who will give you that kind of favor, who can take your negatives and turn them into positives? I wish I had somebody right there. They're only that kind of God. So then we must understand that if we have that kind of God, then there should be nothing in your life that shakes your confidence in him. You got to understand that even when you ain't got it, God's got it. And even when you are out of control, God is yet in control. I wish I had a witness right there. And Genesis reminds us that it was in the beginning that God created the heavens and the earth. Mm-hmm. And David reminds us here that the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. In other words, there's nothing going on in this world that God is not aware of. Yeah, you and I get caught off guard, but I need you to know that the God that you serve ain't never caught off guard. Yeah. You and I get surprised. Well, I ain't never surprised no more. I'm just amazed at some folk. I'm never surprised anymore. I'm just amazed. Good God. Yeah. But God is never surprised by anything that goes on in your life. You got to understand that God is in control. But the problem is God knows who he is. He does not have a complex as it relates to his identity. We have a complex as it relates to our identity. Yeah, because when you know who you are in God, then you understand that no matter what, God is in control. Help me out, Job. Well, I went through a lot. I lost everything. But what I did not realize was that behind the scenes that the devil had to ask my God for permission to attack me. And had I known that, I would have had more confidence in him. I was strong at first, but then I began to question God through my process. But you got to understand now that the only reason that some things have not touched your life right now is because God has a hedge around your life. I wish I had somebody right there, because we cry about the things that are happening, but I wish you learned to shout about the stuff that you cannot see that could be happening, but because God has a around your life, it cannot touch your life. That's why no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why won't it prosper, Pastor? Well, who do you think created the one who made the weapon? Yeah, God said, listen, you can't do no more than I allow them to do. So you might as well hold on to God's unchanging hand and not be shaken in your confidence, because I got it.